Do you feel like one leg is shorter than the other? Constantly feeling like you're not balanced and walking around in circles? You may even be developing hip, leg pain, or even knee problems in one side more than the other. This can all be down to having one leg appearing shorter than the other. In this podcast, we'll go through what a structural short leg is and an anatomical short leg. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here at West Chiropractic, on the podcast, episode 32. Do you have one leg shorter than the other? This is something that we hear every single day. People tell us, I feel like I'm unbalanced. I'm finding that when I'm running, I feel that I'm veering off to one side. And when I look at my shoes, I see that one side is worn more than the other. I am Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. And today I'm going to be telling you exactly what a short leg is, exactly why it happens, and then what you can do to ensure that you're getting your legs, your pelvis as balanced as possible to avoid any long-term issues. So a short leg, you may have been told by a chiropractor like myself, an osteopath, physiotherapist, or a GP for that matter, that you have a short leg. They may have said to you when they're looking at your back pain or knee issues or foot issues, oh, did you know that one leg is shorter than the other? To which you just said, oh, I didn't know that. And you've kind of gone on with your day. They might have fitted some orthotics for you or given you some exercises for balance or stability, and you've not really thought too much about it. It may be something that's now come to light 5, 10, 15 years later, because you are developing a hip issue, a lower back issue, knee problem, or even an ankle problem. And it's starting to make you think, ah, is this because I've got a short leg? So we need to really dive into what a short leg is to give you an understanding of how you diagnose it, how it's caused, and then also what we can do to fix it long term. What is a short leg? So there are two types of short leg. The first one is an anatomical short leg. So this is essentially where the bones are actually shorter on one side than the other. If you look at the legs, you have from the hip to the knee, that is the femur. And then from the bottom of the leg, you have the tibia and the fibula. So the tibia is the bone on the inside of your leg. That's more referred to as the shin bone. So more of a bulky bone, you can really feel that one. On the outside of the leg, you have the fibula. That's more of a thin stick-shaped bone that goes from the outside of the knee to the ankle. So usually what happens is it in an anatomical short leg, the problem is that one of the bones is smaller on the left side than the right side, or right than left. So for example, if the fibula and tibia are half an inch shorter, then that's going to give you an appearance of a short leg on that side. So how do we measure if that is a short leg in terms of an anatomical perspective? Well, the anatomical way to do it is to take an x-ray and measure the length of the bones from both sides. Then you can truly determine how it's working. One of the ways that the CBP practitioners use it, that's a chiropractic biophysics, is to use a modified Ferguson x-ray where the tube tilt is up, I believe around 20 degrees, if you're a CBP specialist, apologies. And then they point up on an AP view of the pelvis, and they can then determine the leg length difference. On an anatomical short leg, they would then put an orthotic, and that would then cue their adjusting listings in order to get the pelvis in the best position to take pressure off that area. So that will be an anatomical short leg. Obviously, you're born with that. That's not something that happens over time, unless you have a surgery, for example, a hip replacement. We often see hip replacements, and then that can reduce the level of the pelvis, causing problems. If you have a break or a fracture, putting pins in there, that can also cause problems with the leg as well. So we just need to make sure we're getting that in the best position to ensure that everything is stable through the pelvis and not causing pressure on the knee, the hip, as you go through. One of the best ways to do it from a young age is to use an orthotic in the shoe. If it is bigger than a centimeter, then you will need some sort of lift on the underside of the shoe to avoid the calf being displaced like this. So it's important you talk to a podiatrist or a foot specialist to give you the best advice on those. The second type is a structural short leg. So structural, being the structure of the body is not in the right position. Now this usually happens from one of two ways. The first one being the foot. If the foot is not balanced and it is moving too much, it's over pronating like this, it's going to cause the knee to cave in, the hip to cave in, and that's going to give the appearance of a short leg. This is not a true short leg. This is a false short leg. It's a structural issue causing problems. So it's not that the bones are shorter than one another, it's that the body is twisting or rotating, making it appear like a short leg. So if we were to put an orthotic on that, that that's not in the right position, that can then cause more problems further on. The second way you get a structural short leg is from the pelvis. So any rotation or instability in the pelvis can hitch the pelvis back, pull the leg up, and again, make it appear like there is a short leg there. So we just want to make sure we're getting that in the best position long term. I'll try and show you here. So from the side view here, if my pelvis was to hitch like this, that's going to pull my leg up on that side. If my foot was to roll in, the knee rolls in, hips roll in like this, I'm exaggerating, but that again is going to cause problems with the leg length. When we look at the legs, when someone's lying flat, we look at the ankle's not going to be lined up properly there. How do we fix a short leg? So with an anatomical short leg, it's really important that we get the correct orthotics in the shoe in order to balance out the body. Anything less than a centimeter usually can be fixed by heel lift or an orthotic. We do use these here with a gait scan platform, and we're more than happy to give you some advice on that. Otherwise, a podiatrist can help you as well with those. But anything more than a centimeter, you'll need to go to a podiatrist. They'll fit a special mold to the bottom of the foot in order to balance out those legs, give you some stability through there. If that short leg is not addressed, it can then load up one side more than the other. That causes problems with knee degeneration, hip degeneration, imbalance in the pelvis, and can have a knock-on effect to the rest of the spine. So it is important, if you do feel out of balance, to go and speak to someone that knows about those things. The structural short leg. So this could be more remedied with pelvic stability or getting the foot in the right position. So with the pelvis, we're going to run through two exercises here that we prescribe to our clients every single day with that structural imbalance in order to get the pelvis level, the glutes in a good position, in order to take pressure off the lower back so they can move, they can function, they can sit more comfortably and keep that in the best position long term. So let me show you those now. Okay, so the first one is a glute bridge like this. So my stomach is relaxed, my back is relaxed, legs at 45 degrees, feet flat on the floor. You can keep your hands on your chest like this. Now quite simply, I'm gonna just draw my belly button in, I'm gonna squeeze my buttocks like this, I'm just gonna push through here. Push, 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 push. And then come back down. And then push, 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 push. And then come back down like this. Just taking pressure off the back, just squeezing those buttocks. What it's gonna do, it's gonna give stability through the pelvis and activate those glutes. Now, that's both legs. What you wanna do with a short leg is you wanna get balance through both sides. So one leg comes up and we just simply push through here and then back down. One leg comes up, push through here and then back down. That's the best way to get that unilateral stability. The second one is this one here. So you can prop your head up like this. You have the legs at 45 degrees, so similar to the sleeping position that's best to be in. And you're very gently just going to open the leg up like this. So opening up the hip. It's going to activate the glute stability here, like this. Now, you can do this without a band, but a lot of people will put a band around the legs if they want, just to give a bit of resistance in that area, keeping the stomach tight, just taking pressure off there. So nice and gentle. I'd repeat that for 10 times, three sets. Same with the glute bridge as well, 10 times, three sets.
Okay, so there we have it. There are two ways to fix a structural short leg and a way to get an anatomical short leg addressed as well. Hopefully now you should have an understanding of what the difference is between the two and be able to diagnose them as well for yourself. If you need any help with those, please drop us a message. I will put the link in the chat below. And then also, if you like the video, if you think that someone's going to benefit from it, then you can like it, subscribe to the channel. Really appreciate the help. Thank you.